Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker. And I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Welcome, happy Friday, Football Friday. Wait, is it? This will shock you. I haven't heard any different.
I don't know. What does the boss
Let's
say?
Just go with it. Yeah, Football Friday is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922.
I'm not sure how much I've learned in the 20-plus years we've been together and the 30 years that I've been doing this, but I do think it's safe to say if you read the sponsors extra, you're not going to get in trouble.
I think that's right.
Right. Nobody's going to say, you should not have done that.
Mike, come here. I heard you reference Crosby's four times. It was only supposed to be three.
What do you think you're doing?
You're suspended for a year. Without pay. I want one of those suspensions where you get paid. How do you get those? Play professional sports?
Yeah, or be just so police officer? So valuable to the company. I don't know
how you get those.
It's not a status I've ever thought I would achieve, and I think I'm correct.
How much of your Sunday will be a football Sunday?
I think a good amount. I doubt I'll watch much of the morning. Me and Mrs. Parker have got a little we got a little getaway planned for Saturday, and so I don't know that we'll be gone much further than 1 o'clock kickoffs, but I don't think I'll be waking up going, okay, hey hun, while they bring us breakfast in bed, do you mind? I don't think I'll be looking at the football game at 9:30 probably. But the rest of it, I'll probably be there.
Isn't it true of a lot of things in life that you are excited about them, you like them, and they end up being your ruination or your undoing or just somehow end up in the negative?
A lot of my choices are like that, yes.
1A is Thursday night football. 1B is Sunday morning games. Because both require an extra round of attention with fantasy. Just like we do – FFPC, we'll have Adam Krautwurst later. FFPC, which is the number one high stakes site, I would say, has a round of waivers Sunday mornings at 10, which, is interesting and good. And if you're all over it, you're all over that. You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 9:30 kickoff, and that just complicates it. Like, you can't, if I wanted name somebody like on the Tutu Atwell. Because in these leagues, Jordan Whittington is already taken. Like, that's how we play. But if you wanted Tutu Atwell, you can't get him on Sunday morning because his game will have started. Same right. with the Jaguars. LaQuint Allen or somebody like that. Like, so those guys are off.
Your LaQuint Allens, your Tutu Atwell.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Who needs this in their lives? I mean, I'm not recommending it for anybody.
Yeah, no. No, I'll be happy to be missing out on all that. That's not even the correct way to put it.
I understood.
I won't mind not partaking in that.
Next week, there is no early game. Oh.
But the Bills play at 1. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, that's so early.
That's early for us now, yeah.
But there's no morning game in weeks 8 or 9. There is in week 10 and 11. So, right back at it.
Yeah.
Well, my Sunday, I think, will be largely out in the rain. It sounds like it's going to rain on Sunday at a lacrosse tournament. But, you know, as we've talked about in the past, you last week spending 12 hours in a row or whatever it was on the couch watching games. Right. Like, you know, you regretted it. You wanted to have been outside a little bit.
I played golf in the morning at least. But, you know, yeah, once 1 o'clock rolled around, that was pretty much it. And, yeah, the games did not feel like they really paid off. So I haven't now that you're just mentioning it, so I'm just getting around to looking to see what
it's worse.
Our choices are going to be.
I think it's worse.
I mean, the Chiefs, but it's the Raiders, so you just be ready to watch the Chiefs win by 20 or something. 1 o'clock. Eagles-Vikings. Okay.
I really almost don't care at all about that.
Washington-Dallas is 425.
I like that.
That should be a fun game.
But you have some, I mean, you have some dogs on there. Carolina Jets.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the local TV. Those are the games that are available to us over the air. And then the night game, of course, everybody gets Falcons and 49ers.
That's not even great.
No, not really.
Two games on Monday night. It's too much. Well, last night, though.
That was.
How about that?
That was beautiful, is what it was. It was for a variety of reasons. But mostly, I'm going to say Pittsburgh losing. That was what I really wanted out of it. I went hard on Flacco yesterday on the show. Like, just give me this one game, this one moment in the sun, or under the lights, if you will. And he absolutely delivered. The game was wild. It seemed like it was maybe Pittsburgh's game. They're up 10 early. Cincinnati's up 10 early fourth quarter. And still we're getting back and forth, you know, lead changes and Hail Marys. And it was pretty intense.
The Hail Mary was close. Were you on the edge of your seat? I bet you stayed awake for this game.
You think I did? Yeah. Yeah, I had. That was not... I won a huge parlay last night, and I was not. It wasn't until it was three touchdowns I needed, Chase, which happened very early, and the other two were Fant and Darnell Washington.
We have to talk about that.
And those were the last two touchdowns, right? I think Cincinnati's last touchdown was Fant, and so when that happened, that's when I looked. Because I wasn't paying attention to it all night. I knew Fant and Washington had not scored. And so I knew I needed that. And I wasn't that worried. I had Flacco for 250 or more attached to that. And the Bengals on the money line. That was the parlay. And so I knew I had Chase. I knew I had a look at Flacco. But without the touchdowns, I wasn't, you know. But when Fant scores, I was about to fall asleep. I was in bed on my side, the iPad propped up against something on my nightstand, and Fant gets the touchdown. I'm like, okay, I think I'm kind of live here.
I mean, how?
Obscure tight ends.
I ask this question.
Thursday brand. I went and I grabbed Fant. Gesicki's hurt, right?
That's right. So, no, that's how you do it.
And I thought Flacco's old. He'll want to throw to a tight end.
That's right. Yep.
That was my process. So Fant scores. Yes, now I'm awake, right? It's a 10-point game, I think, right? Yeah. And then, but I still need the Darnell Washington touchdown, which I get on the subsequent possession. So, and I've still got Cincinnati in the lead by 3. I don't have the Flacco yards yet. He's like 15 short. They're about to get the ball back. I'm assuming they're going to try to score again because there's still 7 minutes or something left or whatever it was. It's a lot of time. And so, yeah, I was wide awake. When I got the
I would hope so.
I got the Washington touchdown. I texted Sam. Please don't be offended that I didn't text you. You are not in my Apple
me?
World. Yeah, because I would have texted.
I'm not offended.
I can't text you from my bedroom. My phone is downstairs.
Well, that's how I want it.
And you're outside of my. You and Paul and our boss Alan are outside of my. So I have to. I have to go to my phone to contact you guys. So anyway, I text Sam and I send him the bet slip. Like, okay, he's like, oh boy, and the buyout.
It's 182-1.
When
was the bet?
When the Bengals start marching on what ends up being the second to last field goal drive to go back up six, they're marching. The buyout is like $2,100 on this parlay, which is, I mean, there's an ass whopping load of money to win on a $20 bet, right? But it's also $1,600 less than if I see it through, right? So I'm texting Sam. He's like, don't do it. Don't. I told him the buyout is $2,100 right now. That's like more money than I probably ever won on any single bet ever on this app. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting tight, and they bog down. They kick the field goal. They kick off. As soon as the Steelers get the ball, it's $1,700, the buyout. It got slashed.
Right, like, because it's only six. Right, the lead is six.
Right, so this is dead. I'm
like
done.
7 minutes left.
I'm closing the app. I got the yards. That drive got Flacco the yards. So I'm home everywhere. I just need the win now. I need the Bengals to hold on. And then that Freiermuth play happens. And I'm just like, come on! Oh, okay, Flacco, game-winning field goal drive time. But even that was still, I mean, they get the ball back and there's the Hail Mary, and I just was not, yeah, I was.
It was no sure thing. Like when I thought when it went 31-30 Pittsburgh, really my number one thought, as I think I tweeted, was just like, please let this game go on forever, which has happened maybe four times this year on Thursday nights. Some of these games on Thursday nights, you just kind of want to keep rooting for chaos and ties and overtime and. San Francisco Rams, I think, was one of these games. Maybe that was last week. So for me, it was one sack here, and Cincinnati, it's a crazy bad loss if that happens. But it doesn't. Like, they just...
They couldn't get near him again. They got him once on that previous field goal drive. I think Watt and Hayward got him, and they had to settle for the field goal.
That's probably why I was thinking it. Like, finally... I didn't watch the first half very closely, but finally Pittsburgh was getting home.
Right.
And still, how about it? I mean, congratulations. I mean, I love numbers. I like to bet. I don't do a lot of it, but I love to talk about it and analyze it. I don't play parlays hardly ever. But, man, when you get one, how you get to Noah Fant and Darnell Washington? Darnell Washington had two receiving yards in this game on three catches and one touchdown. And I had Washington, just to do our thing, like with the tight ends, that was plus 320. I had a small wager on that, and that was sort of my highlight of the night. So we both won on him, a guy that, I mean, how cool is that guy? But Fant and Washington and Chase, I mean, Chase ended up being easy. That wasn't even yards. That was... He had to score. Imagine if you had him.
And he didn't score, right?
To score, and he doesn't on that game.
Yep.
But he does.
Or if I'd had Higgins instead of Fant, and he goes down at the 3-yard line.
But he at least had already scored, too. Higgins.
Oh, he did. Oh, he did. I didn't even realize
he scored
that.
In the first half,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay. All
Everybody right. scored except Metcalf.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In this game. And, you know, Jalen Warren, who had it. You know, or Chase Brown. All right. Not everybody scored. But if you were tight end, you scored in this game. Yeah, that's really awesome. So Pittsburgh is now 4-2. And Cincinnati is what? 3-4?
3-4, right.
And they're not dead then? Or they? I mean, was Flacco so good that... They're just going to make a run?
They're not dead, but I don't. I mean, everything I said yesterday was just give me a game. I don't believe if I get the game that I'm sort of predicting or hoping for, this big, you know, show off Joe Flacco game, I don't believe it's going to mean that they're back. He's liable to throw three picks next week. I wouldn't trust it. But you know, he can get hot. He got hot enough for Cleveland a couple of years ago that they rode him into the playoffs, and then he turned into a pumpkin against Houston in the playoffs. So he could, I guess, but I'm not. I'm still thinking they're dead.
I think he is sort of. It's been a long time since I was like really into playing Madden, but let's say you're just starting out on a Madden season, or you're just not really. You're playing your teenage son, and you're not really that adept at it. But you know the league, you know the players, and you take over a team that has Ja'Marr Chase on it. What are you going
to
do?
Throw it to Ja'Marr Chase.
Right? Every play, you're just going to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and like figure out where he is on the field. I watched the game on the Next Gen Prime.
Yeah, how'd you like that? I've not done that yet.
I like it a lot. I don't always prefer it. Like when the Bills were on, I didn't watch it on that feed. I like it a lot, which you don't, you know, you adjust. All these touchdowns, everything is from back up behind the quarterback. And they do show you where everybody is. It's a great way to learn coverages and, you know, blitzes and blitz pickups. I think it's really smart, that feed. And they do give you, like, more of the data on when to go for it and this kind of thing. But, like, when the Freiermuth, the 31-30 touchdown happened, it was like being in the stadium when you're in the end zone on the other end.
Right.
You just really don't know how close he is. But, you know, at the same time, from the regular sideline camera, you don't know who's waiting for him back here or it's like what it looks like going forward. It's maybe, you know, 50-50 with this. I liked it a lot. But you can learn about defense in this from watching that feed. I don't know what I was going to say. I feel like with but Chase, you know, like Flacco is kind of maybe how you would play the position if you ever somehow miraculously lucked into the job. You would just sort of, all right, well, both these quarterbacks, both in their 40s, got rid of the ball right away last night. This was happening all night. Like both guys were just sort of getting rid of it and not. I mean, Rodgers had a couple of plays where he danced around.
Because the stat at one point I wasn't watching what you're talking about, but the page that I was looking at for Prime on my iPad did have stats below, and not just, you know, attempts and yards and stuff. It average time to throw, and at one point, like in the third or fourth quarter of the game, Rodgers's time to throw was double what Flacco's was, probably because of a couple of plays he extended that just stretched it out.
Yeah, that is a function, of course, somewhat on what the quarterback does. I mean, if Rodgers gets rid of the ball earlier, his time to throw is different, but it's not like it had to be. Like on the Jonnu Smith touchdown, he could have thrown the ball away and they kick a field goal there and it's 2 seconds to throw instead of eight or whatever it ended up being on that play. So he makes that happen. It's not just a line stat, right? So he on that play, I mean, you saw it. First quarter just was
– Yep.
He could have doubled how much time he needed to throw. Just nobody was coming. Anyway, Pittsburgh, it's such a fun league, you know? Like, it's – if Pittsburgh is going to have a Pittsburgh season, their offense is limited. They have one wide receiver. They have Arthur Smith. They'll punt a lot. Tomlin still loves to punt. You know, they're not sharp in game management stuff, but at least the defense. And what do you get here? Against a Bengals team that can't block and is on their third quarterback of the season.
And can't run the ball.
Doesn't really run the ball. They, in this game, they do.
Did pretty much whatever they wanted, and they barely got to Flacco, really.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really was. And now the result is 6 teams at 4-2 in the AFC. You just got this huge log jam behind the Colts, just like everyone thought. The Colts pacing the whole thing at 5-1. But Chargers, Steelers, Patriots, Bills, Jaguars, Broncos, all 4-2.
Colts at Chargers Sunday. Brace yourself if you get to that game. You know why?
Why?
The Chargers are in all yellow.
Oh, my.
They're calling it gold, but we as Sabres fans know gold and yellow are very different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be the blue and gold if you're blue and yellow. So the Chargers are like all yellow.
Is this like a rival? No, they're not.
No, they're just fooling around.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. Thanks for the warning.
You've all been warned.
That must be a 4 o'clock kick, I assume, because
it's
in L.A. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure I'll dip into that on Red Zone.
None of those 5-1 or 4-2 teams, I think there are 7 combined?
Yeah. 6-1, yes.
Are Kansas City.
Right. They are right behind at 3-3.
And speaking of uniforms, here comes the best uniform matchup in NFL history. Chiefs red at home versus Raiders white and silver pants. That's the best. That's just never been topped. But not one of the top 7 teams by the standings, you're telling me.
No, that's right. They are the 8th place team in the conference right now.
Let's keep it that way, right, everyone?
Probably not.
So is Houston outside of the top 7. They play Monday night late in Seattle. And they're more interesting to me as a contender than Jacksonville is. But I do like Seattle in the game because I think Seattle's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals at 3-4 are what? Their next 2 games are home to the Jets and the Bears. I think you said it. I asked you already and you said it. He could throw 3 picks next week. He totally will.
Yeah.
Like, this is Joe Flacco. Like I was saying, you're going to hit that button and he's going to throw the ball to Chase on every play because there's no close second as an option, and this may work, but this is what we're going to do. And then in a week or two, they'll be onto him.
Right.
And then what?
Then it's over.
Then he's traded to the Texans.
Yeah. And then, you know, did he get you to Joe Burrow with a lifeline still? Like, are you alive by the time Burrow comes back? I still would guess no, but you never know. Because I do think I would have. Is it 3 seasons ago now that he had that late run in Cleveland? Where he took two, it was only 2 seasons ago. I'll bet I said the same thing every week. Like, he kept playing well. I think it was only like 4 games in a row, maybe. All right. But still, after the first, I'm like, oh, that won't last. Oh. And again. And finally, okay, it's the playoffs. This has to stop. And it's 2 pick sixes, and they just got blown out. He could. He's done it recently enough. That's not prime Joe Flacco. That's more this Joe Flacco than the Joe Flacco that won the Super Bowl, even though I don't know, like, skill-wise.
Who even remembers that?
How different they even are. But he still moves around about the same. How about the naked, the keeper? That was the most incredible play of the night, maybe.
Love it. The vibes were really, really good.
Took my breath away. I could not believe that happened.
I can't believe he didn't have Flacco over rushing yards right. on this parlay the way it's going.
With Fant and Darnell Washington.
Do you see the stat about how Tom Brady, with 1, is 2nd all-time in receiving yards among players in their 40s?
No, I did not see that.
Jerry Rice has 1 million.
Right.
Nobody else has 2. And I think it was Steve Palazzolo maybe who tweeted, like, let's cook up a little swing pass to Flacco. Like,
right.
Last night they were probably game for it. Just he was
yep.
He had the sneak late that didn't count because of a timeout.
Right.
And they just ran it again.
Right.
I felt like that was their one chance to run the sneak. I thought it was a little cheap that they ended up showing their play. Mm-hmm. And the Bengals like, no, we'll just do it again and make it both. Right. Like, he's Allen now. Flacco is better at sneaks than the Bills. The Bills have decided not to do it. Brady even said it.
We played it yesterday. Variety. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like they don't even want to run sneaks anymore with Josh Allen. Here's the Bengals with Flacco. Like, what do you mean? Of course this is the best idea out there. Wow. Well, great night, and congrats again. Wow, amazing. Sam will want to talk about it. I put their show on this morning at 9:30, and the first thing I heard was Sam talking about you.
Oh, so, really? Yeah.
I mean, he knows. Sam Panayotovich, Adam Krautwurst with some fantasy advice, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres before we're done, and then at the end, picks. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Let's go. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.